Tomorrow, Elizabeth Arnold follows the vote from Alaska's North Slope, where longtime supporters of ANWR drilling are now worried about more immediate development closer to home.
Today, a U.S. Senate committee questions the man nominated to be head of the Food and Drug Administration. Lester Crawford would be the first veterinarian to hold the job, and he's a man with roots in small-town America. He was asked last year at a National Press Club luncheon how many drug stores there are in his hometown, Demopolis, Alabama.
The only drug store there is just beneath the only traffic light in the town. Thank you.
Lester Crawford is currently the FDA's acting commissioner, and if the Senate confirms this mild-mannered man, he will be responsible for the safety of $1 trillion a year worth of foods, drugs, medical devices, and cosmetics. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on what it takes to run the FDA and how this nominee would do it.
Lester Crawford has been cycling between government and academia for 40 years. He's been the acting commissioner of the FDA for a year. During his tenure, the agency has come under intense scrutiny for its handling of safety issues related to the use of antidepressants in children and certain painkillers in adults. Raymond Woosley says the new commissioner has a big job.
I think the public has lost confidence in the whole drug development arena. I think the commissioner's job will be to form partnerships to help them bring back that confidence in pharmaceuticals.
Woosley runs an institute in Arizona set up to accelerate drug development and approval and is working closely with the FDA. Woosley says the problems with Vioxx and SSRIs are the result of antiquated drug approval methods and overuse of the drugs. He says Crawford would need to bring together industry, academia, other government agencies, and consumer groups to bring modern scientific methods to the agency.
I think he has the ego and the ego strength to form partnerships. And that's, not everyone has that. Some people want to be the leader. They want to get the reputation. I think he's a very humble person who appreciates the quality of people around him. And I think he will form partnerships with people. And I think that's his greatest strength and the most that he can offer right now.
Just about everyone who knows Crawford talks about what a dedicated guy he is. One fellow veterinarian remembers how Crawford hobbled into his classroom on crutches and in pain to lecture to a class of students a day after breaking his foot playing racquetball. But Dr. Sidney Wolfe, head of Health Research Group, wants someone with the personality and will not to cooperate, but to go up against the drug companies.
The FDA is badly in need of someone who can restore the public health mission that it used to have and is supposed to have by law. The FDA has gotten ever closer and closer to industry, and I think that one of the most important jobs of a new commissioner is to create the appropriate distance between the FDA and the industries it's regulating.
Crawford isn't doing interviews right now. That's traditional among nominees before their confirmation hearing. He's spoken in the past about opening up the drug approval process to public scrutiny. And at a luncheon speech in Washington earlier this week, he talked about working together with the drug industry and academics to modernize drug approval.
It seems to be more an art than a science at this particular point. And we think some of the problems in the industry, some of the problems in regulating, some of the difficulties in therapy are probably a result of that.
The new FDA commissioner has plenty more than that on his plate. The agency also deals with bioterrorism and food safety. Crawford sounds like he's looking forward to the challenge.
So you never have very much fun unless you tackle something very big. Of course, you never fail unless you tackle something very big, too.
Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.